see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Middle of the week it is, an old hump day, isn't it? Welcome, my name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program today. Welcome to everybody. All are welcome. I'm going to continue on this week talking about the perverse spirit and how it rules America, rules the world, but only for a short time. And only... it doesn't rule you anymore when you take Jesus as your Savior, repent of sins, and taking you as His Savior. I want to get that out before I say another word. That is what's ruling today. When Johnny Cash sings that song about the blood of too many sons, I put the blame with evidence on the Council of Foreign Relations, the Masonic Order, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, and the cowardly Joint Chief of Staff, that have their fingers in the New World Order because of their blood oaths that they've taken from the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. There's where the enemy lies. Islam is an enemy, made enemy. Zionism is enemy, made enemy. Among ourselves, we're arguing with each other. Race here, race there. Stock car races. Race, races, all kinds of ways have got us divided. Republicans, Democrats, Tories, and whatever else they got, things going on. Family got us all divided for a reason. To keep us all at each other's odds. They got white against white at Bundy Ranch. The so-called despotic government we have, tyrannical government, really where? It's made to look like it. It's always been one since 1776. That's a fact, too. A colony of England, we still are. You don't like it? I can't help that. It's what it is. We're a corporation, not a country. And so is Canada, Australia, and Israel. A fake Israel today. The real Israel will emerge when Jesus Christ assumes the crown, assumes the position in the Holy Temple after Armageddon. You pastors, preachers, rabbis, and popes and priests, you've failed in your job. You've not teaching your parishioners, your congregations, your synagogues how to spiritual warfare, how to deal with the supernatural. You've not done it. You have failed. You use corrupt Bibles, except for the King James, the only one you are afraid of. Why is that? Why are you all afraid of the King James Bible? Oh, I have a degree in Harvard of theology. I've written 50 books. Well, actually, that counts against you. I mean that seriously, dead serious. I'm not being facetious, rhetorical, and logist or nothing. I'm telling you exactly. If someone's got a degree at Stanford or MIT or theology, it's worthless. I can tell you why. Because they teach them the humanist, Marxist, socialist manner, which I have evidence of. Slap bap. That's what I said. I'm fired up. I tell you what. Slap evidence of what I'm telling you. Quotes. Dates. Names. Theology degree today means nothing. Because they're taught wrong. They're taught the Septuagint way, the Apocrypha way, the Roman Catholic way, whether you're Presbyterian or Baptist or whatever you are. Family, I've had Baptist ministers tell me that, oh yeah, we use the King James Bible. Oh, I've had 2, 3 tell me this now, personally. But if you really want to know the truth, if you really want to read the more accurately, we have older verses. That's older. What do you mean older? We, as if they have a mouse in their pocket, they say we have found older manuscripts. Then the conversation just kind of drops. I dig in. I said, really, what older are you talking about? You talking about the Septuagint? You talking about the Apocrypha? The Sinaiticus or the Alexandrius or whatever this other nonsense is? Is that the kind you're talking about? Well, I got news for you. Origen, a Greek philosopher. Notice the word philosopher. A pagan is the basis of your so-called old manuscripts, Pastor. How come they didn't tell you that in theology school? Or they pass that word to you at the National Catholic Church convention meeting when you was drinking coffee and tea and whatever? Or did the 501c3, did you receive a letter from the government to the 501c3 that you can't show your parishioners? You got to keep it secret, you know, that you will use the NIV, you will use any Bible besides the King James, and you will teach this, that, and the other, but don't teach the truth. Have you told them that? Have you shown them the letter? Why can't you do that? Show them the letter. Pastor, preacher, pope, whatever you are, it don't matter. Show them the letter. Show them the package. Have your deacons get together. Sit down and say, we're going to show you the letter that the government sent us. Then somebody there smart is going to say, well, why don't you just get out of 501c3 and get a Form 99? That way the government won't own you. Oh, no, we can't do that. And resolve your membership with the National Council of Churches. Oh, can't do that neither. Why do you think they murdered David Wilkerson? Because he wouldn't bow down to him like everybody else does. Somebody's got to stand up and tell it like it is, darn it. But you got to back up what you say. In my broadcast, I've done that. I'm not vying for me. I'm not going for office. I don't sell anything. I'm telling you all the truth. But I still don't want you to believe me. Go by that point. Don't believe me. I want you to check it out and challenge what I say. Every time. Get in the habit of doing that with everybody. Except for Jesus. And Jesus speaks to you through the King James Bible. And there's no other. I've been going through that all morning long today. This morning. This Yeshua thing. Yeshua and Yahshua and all this, Yahuwah and all, I don't know what else. NIV is just as good as the others? No, it's not. They never answer the question, can you find these 17 missing verses and tell me why you can't? They never answer the question back. Preachers don't either. They hope it just goes away. Family, you got to take a stand for Jesus. It's coming. That time's coming. There's not a time comes when you don't know when you're going to live the next day. You don't know when that time's going to come. This is not negative. This is reality. You aren't going to live forever in the flesh. It's just kind of the way it works. And when you die, you're not going to lay your good works before. So, well, God, look at all this I did. Okay, all right. I'm 50, 60, 70, whatever you say. Lord, I did 5 little old ladies across the street. I left my information back on earth. But anyway, I gave a lot of money to the good causes and all that. And I helped this little kid one day, and I saved a life one day. And you think he's going to take in all that to account? No. He's going to look in the book of life. If you accepted him as your Savior, then comes the good works. After. People are taught in some Christian sects, that's S-E-C-T-S, that good works will get you through. Freemasons are taught that everybody goes through the Great White Throne, and that's a lie your Master Mason is telling you. Or if it's not a lie, I'm sorry, but he's wrong. He's very much deceived by another liar. Okay, I feel better. Because that's what they're doing at the Freemasonry. They lie to you. They are lying to you. You got to know this. Family, you can tell I shotgun it. I sometimes hit as many pair areas. And I can support everything I say. But I don't even have to. You can do it yourself. You can say, well, write something down. He says that Mason did this, or he says CFR. And you start looking for it. Not long after, you can find it yourself. You can't find it, I'll help you. But then again, I'm going to give you my references, aren't I? So you got to find your own that you'll be satisfied with, that you found them yourself. You think on your own feet. And don't trust any human being with authority. No, I mean, I'm serious. Dead serious. No human being can you trust in authority. Nobody. Family, nobody. That's not negative. That's reality. Because we're following this perverse spirit that's controlled by the secret societies, Illuminati, and saving their own skin and hide. That's what it boils down to. And this is the secret societies as warned to us by JFK, by Martin Luther King, even Malcolm X, Bill Cooper, Nesta Webster, John Robeson, 1798, Gary Carr. I can just go on and on. William T. Steele, Anthony Sutton. Even Carol Quigley, a part of them. And even they warn you about themselves. Man, they put it in your TV. They put it in your cartoons, sitcoms, movies. They put it in front of your face as if it's glaring and blaring loud, you know, like a music inside one of those cars where the windows are shaking. You're like, wow, man. You can make a milkshake on top of some of these cars that has these sound systems. Can stir your coffee without getting a spoon. Just hold it out. Just make sure you put your hand on top of it. It's going to pop out. Family, this is not funny. This is getting serious. I mean, it always has been, but things are increasing. The supernatural is starting to pop out even in America now. I mean, Louisiana, they've always seen it. Why? Why did I say that? Why did I say that? West Virginia, Louisiana, Asheville. Out west, Arizona, those places, because of the voodoo, because of the witchcraft, because of shaman. They got to have something to pull them in. And Freemasons at the third or third degree level, they deal with the occult. They just don't tell the first 3 degrees that. Man, that's a lie. They come in at a first degree or just before they get a degree and say, well, there's a Bible we use, King James, and they really take a good look at it, by the way. Yeah. And the first 3 degrees, it could take, I don't know how long, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. They lie to him, man. Total lie. And even Albert Pike says to lie to the Lord degrees. Albert Pike, High Level Freemason, 1800s, Morals and Dogma. They even still have a statue of him in Little Rock, Arkansas. Your God of the Freemasonry. He tells the higher adepts to lie to you. I would not want to belong to an organization that everybody above me is going to lie to me. But then, when you get the fourth and fifth and sixth degree, they start giving you secrets, making you a little better than the others, don't they? You like that, don't you? Yeah, you like that stroking. I know something you don't know, but I can't tell you. Nah, 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 boo, boo. I'm a fourth degree, but I learned something you didn't know that you don't know. I know now you don't. 32nd degree, I know a whole lot more than the rest of y'all do, and I got it, man. I'm okay. But then the 32nd degree, you don't know that your organization worships Lucifer. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. And they know before they put you there whether you're going to York Rite or Scottish Rite. Scottish Rite for pagans and York Rite for those that believe in a god of sort. They've got it all worked out. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I always like to start slow, you know. Got to get warmed up. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and then get started. Oh, I've not started yet. Lord, we thank you today for bringing us together in this another broadcast, Lord. And thank you for this network, Father, that we can come together. Lord, I pray, Father, for those listening, and I pray for myself. And I pray, Father, since I'm here today, that, Father, you'll guide me. Forgive me of my sins and my thoughts. And, Father, guide me in the right path. I may guide others in the right direction. And, Father, convict me if I fall away or, Father, have thoughts I shouldn't have. Father, remind me about those. I'm only human, but Father, that I trust that you'll convict me in my heart if I were to fall back. Father, I pray that you visit those that's listening today, that Father, you hear their prayers, that Lord, they're praying for their family members falling away. They're praying, Father, for those that are they're witnessing to bring them to the fold to know about Jesus Christ. Father, need the supernatural help because deception today is rampant. Father's overwatching. It's worldwide. Lord, we've been deceived. We've been deceived since the day we're born. And Lord, we cling upon you and the old roots of but the scriptures that you've written in our hearts that, Father, we seek that truth. That, Father, you guide that innate journey that we look for to find that truth. That, Father, you'll set up divine appointments to lead us in that path. Father, only you know the heart. You know the end from the beginning. But Father, to send your spirit out to all the reaches of the earth and the four corners, that Lord will guide others that's never heard the name of Jesus to hear the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet and for him to take the throne in the physical way. We wait for that day, Father, that you accept divine appointments for us, that we can witness to others. Confirm our own thoughts and our own inspirations that, Father, you'll confirm them for us. Father, we pray for healing in our families and friends and those that ask for healing, Father, that we pray for, Father, to help us stay straight and righteous, that, Father, you'll hear our prayers and heal our friends, our relatives, and those, Father, that ask us for their prayers, for them to also be healed. Lord, we need that supernatural help. We pray for our veterans, Lord, that are being attacked, being singled out, Father, with suicides that's being orchestrated through this evil technology they've developed. Father, to use your Holy Spirit to weed through the hearts, Lord, to shut down this technology that they're using. Father, to cleanse their bodies of these vaccines as they put all this mess in their body. That, Lord, through your supernatural power, you'll heal them. And Father, to set up divine appointments for those that's even contemplating suicides, that Lord, you lead them away from that thought. Father, we pray for the children that's being abducted, sought after for these ritualized sacrifices coming up in the future. And Father, certainly we pray against the Wicca. We pray against the satanic realm that's planning these sacrifices this Halloween, that Lord, in the All Saints Day in November, And Father, in December, we pray against all this ritualized sacrifice and abductions. Father, it's an awakening for protection of those not already taken, Lord, that you will find a way to protect them of those being targeted. And Father, those that's been in captivity, find a way, Father, to have them to escape. Father, we need help down here. We need help, and thy will be done. And Father, we pray for an awakening of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray against this one named Sananda. We pray against, Father, those that are the fallen angels. And we ask you to strip down their protection. Father, to expose the false prophet for who and what he really is. For those, Father, the elect, that, Father, you'll open their eyes and you'll strip down the protection of these fallen angels, of the facade masquerade that they're going to portray. And Father, to tear down their holographic images and tear down their, Father, technology and silence the voice of skull technologies. Destroy their technology. Lord, we call upon you in your supernatural power. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into the temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, somebody asked me today, are you a Christian? I said, yeah. Well, do you believe in Christianity? I said, no. Major confusion occurred. Family, when you say Christianity, that's a religion. When you say Islam, it's a religion. When you say, I don't know, Baha'i birth, that's a religion. When you say Freemasonry, that's a religion. And don't let them tell you otherwise. They worship Lucifer. Oh, yeah. They sure do. Your first 3 degrees, they're lying to you. They're dead lying to you, man. Masonic Lodge is a false religion. Synagogue of Satan, as is Zionism, Islam. Man, I can't name them all. But Christianity, think about it for a minute. Being a Christian is following Jesus. Well, where's your doctrine? King James Bible. Any questions? With evidence, extreme evidence, virtually irrefutable. Every single Bible. Other than the King James. Other than the King James. Every Bible can be traced to its origin and is false. Every single one of them. I mean, there is no exception whatsoever. Not one exception. And all Bibles, except the King James, all Bibles can be traced to one source. Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N. A Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt. Egypt, the seat of the ancient mystery schools of religion. Zoroastrianism, shamanism, Mithraism. Notice something all common against all of, with all of them? Nazism, rheumatism, huh? Zoroastrianism. What's all common here? It's a Durnism. If it's got an ism on the end of it, it is evil. I don't care what it is. It was designed to lead you away, divide and separate. If it's got an anity or a crat on the end of it, or a can, it don't matter. Any kind of organization, movement, whatever it is designed to separate and divide humanity among the countries, among the people, among families. To keep you divided. Every which way. So when you say Christianity, truly, you have to ask yourself, which one? You think a Jehovah's Witness believes that they're going to inherit a planet? No. But Mormons do. Do you believe that over here in Westboro Baptist Church, they may believe in you must be able to speak tongues, and you got to be baptized, or you're going to go to hell. But over here in First Baptist Church, downtown in First Baptist Church. They don't believe that. Well, over here they believe in soul sleep, but down here in this Baptist church they don't. And a multiple of other false beliefs and so forth and so on. It's man-made. Others believe that Jesus is, like more Jehovah's Witness believe that Jesus is just a prophet. Oh, that's very closely similar to what the Muslims believe. They believe in Jesus. Jehovah's Witness believes in Jesus, but they believe he's a prophet. Mormons believe that Jesus is a brother of Lucifer. So really, which Christianity do you belong to? Because Christianity is a religion created by Constantine, who was pagan, 325 AD, Council of Nicaea. So he took Christians and said, we got to control these people. We can't kill them. They tried killing us, those who believe in Jesus, those who follow the true word of God. Didn't work. It was working opposite. It was converting people in the stands. Because the more Christians died, they didn't have Christianity before 325 AD. Huh. Didn't have Islam either. Till the Vatican was created in the 4th century, 325 AD. So we got to create a religion to control them. And Constantine said, I am Christian. He put a big C on his chest. I'm super Christian. Yeah. It's like somebody in the Hell's Angels saying, I'm Christian. We're going to go in this church. They're going to take the money. Baker did that, didn't he? Some of the others did. Anyway. So, what's the difference here? Really? Constantine was pagan. So he had the pagans on his side. So he realized we can't beat them, we'll just join them. So you had sort of an Emancipation Proclamation. This term, Emancipation Proclamation, is not just Civil War. It's a method, it's a chess move, a strategy they use, a dialectic that they use to control you. They just create a movement of some kind, but they control it, giving you false freedom. A facade that you're free, but they control that freedom. These are facts. I don't have time to give you all the references. I'd be here all day long if I did. Y'all getting the point here? Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He's already lost. We're coming right down to the fine tune. But all this that I say, they've lost. But you still fight the good fight. And that does not mean what Chuck Baldwin and Rick Joyner and all these others are talking about, rebellion and lock and load with 5.56 rounds with a magazine fed, gas operated, shoulder weapon. They don't mean that at all. You will fail when that happens. That's what they want, those that's going to do it, to justify martial law. But we've been taught wrong all along since the day you're born, since the day this country was ever created. You see, they know about cognitive dissonance. Sometimes people hold a core belief that's very strong. Where do you build that core belief? 5 years old. Before 5 years old, you're still in your mother's matrix. You might be outside the womb, sucking up all the oxygen and milk and Pablum baby food. It's got fluorine in it. But nevertheless, you're goo goo ga ga, cute and all this, that, and the other. Unless you're like me, ugly as a drowned rat in buttermilk. I had wrinkled old skin. I was an ugly baby. I was one of the ugliest babies in that hospital. That's what I was told, anyway. I got over it. That's actually true. I don't remember it, but I got over it. When you're 5 years old, you're outside your mother's matrix. They got a hold of you. Right? How about that? So at 5 and 6 years old, they slam you into a public school. And the door shuts. Ba-doom. and the teachers, East of Stars, Freemasons, Humanists, they got you for another 12 years. 5 days a week, 8 hours per day. They got you. How about that, huh? You get good teachers along the way, but you know, I got a little news for you. I know my regular listeners are saying, oh gosh, here we go again. I won't give you the whole thing. So you regular listeners, just chill out a minute. But they got you at 5 years old, 6 years old, or seven, whatever. Don't matter. 5 to 7, you hit the first grade. Now they got preschool. They got you even before that. Well, there's a little bit of a problem with that. But they know what the problem is. Humanism is a perverse spirit. There's that darnism again. Humanism is Satan's religion. Because he knows when he downtrods upon humans that you're going to want to come out of the funk, out of the blues, and come to emerge like a phoenix. So he keep you down. So then you're ready for humanism to exalt yourselves. I'm no different. I kept my trophies for a long time of martial arts, and you got little, you know, little football thing I had, 1969 state champions, and you keep that, you know, and oh, look at that, I got that trophy, and I got that there, and you sit there and look at it, just look at it, and you look at it, and you look at it. There it is. It's still looking at it. And then one day you put it in a box somewhere, and you wonder, and you take it out, and you still look at it. There it is. You know, exalt yourselves. Exalt myself. It's what we've all done. So humanism fits the bill. Do good for yourself. Self-worship. Not self-denial. Self-worship, like Victoria Osteen says, do now. That was a test. You know that? That was a test to see what their congregation would do. To see if the generations have been so manipulated that they're ready for humanism. Satanism. That's exactly what she was talking about. Oh, they covered over now because they just wanted to see what you would do. Now they're going to backslide, backstep, and tittle-tottle back and forth and all this. Cover over it and all this sort of thing. But it was a test that day to see what would happen. Well, humanism denies the existence of God. That's a problem. They deny the existence of a soul. Being that one exists, I'd say that's a big problem. And being that God exists, that's a bigger, bigger problem. But they deny both. They deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. That is why they're starting to get rid of prisons and get rid of the death penalty. Now the Vatican's supporting that. What you all don't know, you New Agers too, is part of this deny the existence of absolute moral laws. What goes along with that? I got news for you. Hey, you New Agers, you better buckle up. Because when they say that, what they mean is they're going to, and they are going to eliminate all prisons. They will shut them down. Do you understand this? Well, you say, well, wait a minute. Where's all the felons going to go, the murderers, rapists, and psychos, and sociopaths? Out in the population. You think they're going to let that power source get away? Uh-uh. They're going to train them to be security forces. Yes, they are. Just like Hitler did. Because these felons, prisoners, psychos, and murderers in prison today, they'll be really beholden to those that release them and to pay them. That'll make them so happy. And then they'll say, oh, we can do anything we want to. Yeah, I can. But what they don't know is, they're going to kill them too. There will be a major double cross. They don't know this either. See, they feel the need of each group. And then they destroy that group when they're done with them. Like the Freemasons. That's in their plans, by the way. Chapter 15 of the protocols. They will kill, execute, and bury every Freemason in America. It will happen. That's a promise. Guarantee it. It's documented. Even in the Bible, Psalms 34:21. You all best look that up. I'm telling you the absolute truth here. So when they say here, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, That means release of felons. Do as thou wilt. Oh, that don't work too well. When you're an innocent New Ager, love, carrying a flag, or carrying a flower around, and you're all, love me. He's going to love you, all right. He's going to kill you after he rapes you. Family, and it'll be legal, too. You understand what I'm saying here? I'm not going over the edge. This is exactly what's going to happen. When they say deny the existence of absolute moral laws, that's exactly what they mean. And the Pope's already started talking against the death penalty. Next will be coming, it started in 2006, is eliminating all the prisons under the guise of budget cuts. That's the excuse they're using. And they're shutting down police departments, small ones, under budget cuts. And they're lying to you. Where are the policemen going to go? You see, those felons that have become born again, those felons that realize what they're involved in, do not want to join this movement that's going to happen. Know what they're going to do with them? They're going to kill them. It includes the police officers that do not want to join in with this Marxist Luciferian agenda that's going to happen. They will not let them loose. They will not let them roam free just to be part of the population. Now, I'm probably getting off side here, but I want you to tell you one last thing before I go into perverse spirit, which is a basis. Family, this is the basis of everything I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you this. They deny the existence of inalienable rights. They've already gotten rid of the Constitution. It's already done. It was done in 1938. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. They will make legal all abortions. It's going to happen. You don't know that yet, but it's going to happen. And they will also authorize, and nationwide, like the same-sex marriage thing, child euthanasia, which is taking root in Oregon and Texas. Y'all better jump on it. Cause them trouble, man. Get your congressman and say, go against this euthanasia act. Go against the international rights of the child. Because the international rights of the child is what they're going to use to take your children away, and you can't touch it. You don't know that yet. You defeated them in 1989. But now they got to show you how children are being abused as much as public as possible to justify the signing, and they got you. That's how it works. And they claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government, new world order, which is rampant across the... All the politicians are telling you this. All the presidents have told you this. And they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. That's what they believe. That's what they've been passing on. That's what they've done. So, go back to 5 years old. What do you know? You know how to eat, poop, and pee-pee, and go da-da-goo-goo, and how to play ball or something, maybe. That's all you know, right? Well, when you start school at first grade, here's what you got. 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, I quote, education is a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. Now, this framework of thinking goes all the way up to 1973, Charles Chester Pierce, when he addressed 2,000 teachers. He told them about the same thing, was worse. All the way up to 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer, Roger Kimball, Herbert London. John Dewey, 1917, was a humanist. He's a father of American education, family. We've been lied to since the first grade. And your parents have been lied to since their first grade. Satan is prince of this world. Y'all better wake up and look to Jesus. So they've established that core belief that's very strong. When they're presented with evidence, people out there with evidence that you know is vetted out, that works against this belief, a new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling, that extremely uncomfortable feeling, called cognitive dissonance. And because it's so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, even deny, or even become violent towards you. That's brought up about anything that doesn't fit in their core belief. Frantz Fanon said that. Most men prefer the calm of despotism. I say break out of it. I don't mean by violence either. That's ridiculous. It is supernatural what's going on. Felons do have that perverse spirit. And it will be in the tens of thousands, and they can't wait to get out. So you good police officers out there, you good, the felons that are out there trying to want to get out and do the right thing, you will be targeted. Hitler did this. This is not new. I'm not making this up. Hitler did this in 1930s. He created the brown shirts. Nothing new under the sun. Hitler was Roman Catholic. Hitler followed Helena Blavatsky. Humanism. That's correct. So did Helen Keller. Oh my gosh, she's a Satanist. I cut in on these core beliefs, and I exposed the truth. I'm out of that matrix. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you I'm out. I'm not a sovereign citizen. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no such thing as citizens anymore. Never was, actually. We're colonists. Always have been. You are individually, I'm not going into details on this, but you are individually a corporation, a dummy corporation, and that's why you have to pay income tax. Well, that's another story. So everybody was given this, was given this little feather, put in your cap, about sovereign citizenry. You've been a sovereign citizen, and all that stuff, and then everybody's got their little certificate. I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm special. You can't touch me with a 10-foot pole. You want to bet on that? When they come in martial law and you say, you can't touch me, I'm not part of you, they're going to blow you away, man. They're going to take you down before you get the next syllable out. Oh, for goodness sakes, alive. And those people planning to go to the Ozarks and live like the pioneers and all that silly nonsense. Family, people don't have any idea what they're dealing with. You have no clue. But the ones that you're dealing with, they lose. They lost on the cross of Calvary. They will not succeed in the long term. And it won't be any human that's going to stop it. It will be the one and only Jesus Christ that does it. Seven seals, seven trumpets, seven bowls will be in between that time. There's no way around it. It's written. It is so. It will happen. Whose side are you going to be on? The perverse spirit that we need to talk about. And I'm going to talk about some things today you're not going to like. I'm not going to be making any friends today. I can guarantee you that. But I have to talk about this. I have to tell you, does it sometimes convict me and myself? Absolutely it does. Of that, there's no question. I am not self-righteous. I struggle every single day. My thoughts go left and right, front and center. But I pray that God keeps me straight, not to go back the way I used to be. I'm dead honest about things. I didn't used to be this way. By no stretch of the imagination. But I still fall. I still have thoughts that I shouldn't have. I still sometimes do things I shouldn't do. But he convicts me. And that's a good thing, because I know then he's there. If I could do these things or think these things on a regular basis and not feel anything, I know he's not there. I better start worrying. I sometimes have to call in to a particular every day or every other day and report my blood pressure and all this and all that. It's a VA thing, whatever. And in this recording, it says, did you measure your weight today? I hate this thing. I really don't like it, but it's really necessary. It should be. All right, I'm telling you a personal thing, but whatever. And so if I really didn't weigh myself, I'm not going to say, yeah, I did, and then make up a number. I can't do that. If I didn't weigh myself that day or something, I can't lie to even a machine. I can't. What I'm trying to tell you is when you're convicted, it stops you. You have a problem with doing what you used to do. It'd be so easy for me to say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I weighed myself. Yeah. Two something, whatever. Did you measure your blood pressure today? Yeah. And then go back and look up. I can't do that anymore. I can't do that. I got to be honest. If I didn't weigh myself, I say, no, I didn't. I mean, you can't, you know, I don't even read fortune cookies. Doesn't that sound silly? But no. Horoscope, fortunes, seances, all that stuff, that is a cult. There's no shades of it. There's no such thing as a white lie. You lie or you don't lie. If I take a dollar that nobody sees, man, in God's eyes, I might as well take a billion, a million, a $10,000 or $100 bill out of the store's account. To take a penny. Family is what's in the heart that what he looks at. It's not the color shade of lie. It's not the amount of money to steal. It's the intention. That's what he looks at. So if you're in the Wicca and you're doing good deeds, you're still going to hell. I don't miss words. You got to renounce that blood oath you took as Wiccan. You got to renounce the lies, deception you've done, or you will not make it. And all the good deeds and acting nice and sweet and kind, all this don't mean a thing when you do the other at the same time. It don't work that way. You can fool yourselves, but you can fool God. Don't play with this. Don't play with it. Because God knows what you're going to do before you even know you're going to do it. Can you imagine that back in your teenage days and teenage years, you had a parent like that? I mean, for real? Say they were, they were like all knowing, all seeing. That would be a nightmare for a teenager. Isn't that what the government's trying to do? Predict that you're going to be a criminal and arrest you before you even commit the crime? That sounds a little bit like playing God. Head goes up and down. Uh-huh. Yeah, it sure does. Oh, they can do that. I tell you one thing. God's on the move. Well, Satan. He knows when God's on the move, he knows his time is short. So that perverse spirit starts digging in. Let's talk about it. I talked the past couple of days, actually last week, about the perverse spirit. I talked about parental designs. A child born with the traits of the opposite sex because the design was put upon them before they were even born. You know that you have a couple, for example, that's married for 60 years or 70, whatever. And some of them, you can look at them and say, wow, they almost look like brother and sister, look alike. Your body is not solid. It's an illusion of sort based on molecules, protons, photons, atoms, whatever. Yeah, that works. I'm not going to go into quantum physics on it, but there's nothing solid about it. When you get right down to the atom, it's not solid. There's a little thing like a little universe going around, you know. And of that, it's further down protons, quarks, and whatever else to the God particle that they can't find, can't do. They're trying to be God, CERN, DARPA, etc. But the only thing that keeps you together, the only thing that keeps this world together is God's power. All God's got to do is just sit back and go poop, and everything just disappears. I mean, it's over. you're gone. Boom, just like that. So what the glue is, the radiation, the energy, the whatever, that's God right there. In you can't get no closer than that. I mean, you can get to a honey bear hug, kiss, and whatever else with your wife all you want and husband, but you can never get closer than God is to you already. It's impossible. God is in the very core of your atom. Now, you joint chief of staff, you guys, you Satanists and all you guys, you, golly, you think you're going to beat that? He knows what you're going to do before you even know you're going to do it or even have the idea to do it. He's got the idea before you even have the idea. He knows what you're going to do before you have the idea and develop it. He already knows what you're going to do. He already knows which one of you are going to heaven, which one's going to hell. He knows who's the whistleblower and who's going to be the deceiver. He already knows. He gives you the opportunity to make the decision yourself. You can't beat that. Man, you guys up there can't be that stupid. I mean, really, you make me nervous. You're in control of us, right? You got to control the military, the legislator, CEOs, all that. You're in control of America and all this and the world and all, whatever. And you all that dumb? Surely not. You really think with your knowledge of technology you're going to beat the Creator? All He's got to do is disassemble whatever you've got anytime He wants to. All He's waiting on is give you the opportunity to do the right thing before He pulls that carpet. And everything you've done, all the Nephilim you've created in those so-called secret little dumbs down there, is going to turn on you, and they will kill you, and your soul will go to a burning hell. That's a guarantee. And all the good deeds you did and all the good charities you performed, it won't count one penny. Won't count one cent. Matter of fact, it counts against you. Because you did it to save your own hide and to buy your way into heaven. That ain't going to work. I'm telling you the cold, hard facts today. If you think you can beat the Creator, man, you got to be some kind of dumb. Because it's not going to happen. Parental designs. The parents may have wanted a little girl. If a child is a girl, perhaps a parent wanted a little boy. These desires are emotions. Emotions is energy. Let's dissect it. So what I'm trying to tell you is, going back to photons, protons, molecules, and all that, is DNA is manipulative based on energy around you. DNA can be changed over generations. And we're not talking evolution. Not exactly. Alchemy changes DNA. ELF transmissions changes RNA and DNA. They're doing it every day with the food, with ELF transmissions, the chemtrails, GMO products. Yes, sir. Accelerated changes of DNA and RNA. You better believe it. I'm not going to do it today. I'm tempted, but I'm not going to do it today. I've done a teaching on where the different races came from after Nimrod, how they developed, but this has something to do with that. Different locations of the earth have different power structures and power points. Your body has what the New Agers call chakras or whatever. Well, that's real. Well, the earth does too. All these physical elements of the first heaven are illusions of sort that have power points of which this illusion is structured around. They know that secret by technology, alchemy, knowledge. They can manipulate that DNA, RNA, molecules, structure, and change it. Only certain levels, though. Enoch, the second Enoch, the real Enoch, not the fake one, I mean not the evil one from Cain's bloodline or Ophelin Enoch, the fallen angel Enoch, but Enoch in the Bible, the good Enoch, was so righteous that God brought him up alive. How did he do that? He changed his structure by energy. He, God's power. God don't need man whatsoever. Nothing man has, God wants or needs except his love. That's it. God don't need man's silly little inventions and technology. You got to be kidding me. Oh, goodness. Get over yourselves. He needs your respect, your love, your obedience. That's all he needs. He can change whatever he wants to by his own power. But Satan, yeah, and the humans, they need objects. They need all technology and things that was going to fail and always need to upgrade it because always failing. That's why they upgrade, because they always fail. You know what upgrades are about? The other one's failing. Let's call it for what it is. It's not an upgrade. It's to fix what's failing. Every time it fails, they got to upgrade it. Ha! Yeah. So, God changed the molecular structure. That was awkward. God changed the molecular structure of Enoch on his own power. God changed. It's called translated. And brought Enoch up alive. All the other Old Testament saints ended up in paradise, which was not yet heaven, but representation of heaven, but was vacated when Jesus died on the cross. He went down there to paradise, which became heaven, and he preached to them, I'm here, and my name is Jesus. I'm the one of the 300 prophecies you've been reading about. I'm the one, and I have beaten death. And he vacated paradise. Moved it to heaven. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. But the point is, Enoch didn't have that. You didn't have a Messiah, right? Hey, how about that? Elijah didn't either. So God just took him up. Because it wasn't a Messiah then. But Enoch was a righteous man. So he translated his body. That's my point. He changed body structure. In the same way that Peter, with his faith at the very beginning, saw Jesus in the water and said, wow, whoa, hey, man, I'm going to go out there. I can do this. And he was. He was walking on the water. Peter was walking on the water. How did Peter do that? Peter didn't do that. It was his faith. And God translated his body to where he could walk on the water until God detected. God saw his faith wavering. What did Peter start doing? Sinking. How come Peter couldn't say, well, I'm sinking. I'm going to come back out of the water. My mind is my reality. It did work, did it? No, it didn't. He said, Lord, Lord, help me right there. You see, when our faith wavers, that's one of the reasons that happened. When our faith wavers, we reach out then. When we start sinking, we reach out then for Jesus to help us. He always tells us to keep our faith. Keep your faith and believe. But Peter lost his faith and he sunk. Because that perverse spirit got to him, the loss of faith. Huh. Interesting. Oh, you caught me talking to myself, didn't you? Family. The perverse spirit is what rules today. Because we allow it to. All right? Now, the core belief is based on humanism, right? When Jesus Christ comes to Armageddon, and establishes 1,000 years. 1,000 years. He will change that core belief. Because Satan will be chained. You'll have no more of Satan affecting the education of the mortals. He will not be able to affect the philosophy. Philosophical philosophy will be thrown out like it should anyway. That's a worthless course. You ever philosophy? It's like nailing your foot to the floor and trying to figure out why you keep going around in circles. That's philosophy. It's worthless. Just keep going around in circles. Don't know why. until you take the nail out of your foot. Religion. There won't be any religion. There'll be one King, Jesus. He'll rule the rod of iron. Means you won't have religion. If you're not going to have religion in 1,000 years, why have it now? Science. They keep changing it. Scientific theory. You know what scientific theory is? It means that we just don't know. That's what it means. Science books keep changing. Can I take the same science book today and go back in time and will they understand it back in the 1920s? Heck no. They won't. Some of the other countries have it better than we do sometimes in the books, don't they? But science books, man, they never stay the same. Can't they get it right first time? No, they can't because they don't know. Where do you think they get the knowledge from? Fallen angels, that's where. Art? Can you make out art today? You know what they call art in France? It made the news. I'm not going to go in detail exactly, but art was this woman walks in, half stuck naked, sits down with a stanchions around her, kind of like she's having a baby or something. You understand what I mean? And she just sits there showing everything in the world, and they saw this was art. I'm not kidding. It made the news with some part of it blocked out. You understand? That was art. They didn't have art today that's made out of pipes and doodads and whatever. And you're like, what in the world is that? You mean you can't see the existential whatever inside of that? I said, I can't see nothing but a bunch of old mess and not or whatever it is. I don't know what that is. What is this? It's modern art. Who are you? From the hills? We could use this back at home in plumbing. Family, it's on purpose. I've got it documented. The art was told to be meaningless. They were told to do this. Tavistock. To make art no longer meaningful. This, in fact, happened. The perverse spirit is to cause you confusion through the art. Harmony, beauty in the arts. Acting. The music. The TV. TV preaching, with the exception of David Wilkerson. Soap operas. Come on now. Jeopardy. Dancing with the Stars. It's already picked out who's going to win. Oh, for goodness sakes. And the beauty pageants. I already told you about that. Family, this is all designed and created to establish a core education and to continue it. Politics, do I have to tell you about that? Finance, oh. So the perverse spirit dwells in education by the humanist control of your education facilities since the day you're born and before. The perverse spirit dwells within the secret societies. So, at the expense of reiterating too much, but for those that might be new, let me give you a little shocker here. Now tell me if this is not a little bit of a perverse, of how the perverse spirit invades inside your education system. How about, let's go to the top level. Is that okay with you? How about Dr. Chester Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard that still lives today, I think. And he's still working. I'll tell you why. Because in 1973, there was a teacher's conference in Denver, Colorado, in 1973. And he was asked to speak at this conference. And when he got up to the stanchion and he checked his microphone and he started speaking, like I'm speaking to you now on the radio, he said the following words to 2,000 teachers at one time. Kind of like Adolf Hitler was addressing people. Here's what Dr. Pierce from Harvard actually said, word for word. I quote, now remember what I said a little while ago about 5 years old? You start first grade. Wrap your mind around that. What do you know before you're 5 years old? Well, check out this quote. He said to 2,000 impressionable teachers, and some probably age to retire, some just getting in there, whatever. And here's what they hear from Dr. Pierce. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future," unquote. He hit all the bases. He hit the education. He hit Romans 13. He hit sovereignty of the nation. He hit religion. He hit arts. He hit politics. He hit every one of them just about. The setup in 1973. Well, you say, well, Tom, that was then, and he's probably, you're going to start making excuses, I know. I'm going to say, really? And I'm going to say, well, how about 15 years later? Now you're quiet, aren't you? 1987, Herbert London of New York University said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades," and that covers 1960s then, "are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism," in brackets, "preachment. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Well, Tom, that was 1987. Okay, well, how about 1989? In 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer said, I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." And then you're going to say, well, it said some of them. They'll say, okay. Roger Kimball, he said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that's Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. That's the reality. That's your perverse spirit in the education. It pervades by Freemasonry, Eastern Stars, that controls it. There's the foot soldiers of this humanist agenda. And when they're done with them, they're going to kill them. They're going to kill them. Quote, "as if by some illness," unquote. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And that protocols is not a hoax. The Iron Mountain Report is not a hoax. They tell you it's a hoax, so you won't connect the dots. Philosophy. Round and round you go. Like nailing your foot to the floor with a nail. You keep going around in a circle trying to find out why. Philosophy is to hide religion. Religion was to hide Jesus. I mean, really. Everybody thinks they're educated because they can talk about philosophy. I took a course when I went to college, philosophy and logic. And I said, man, this is ridiculous. I couldn't keep awake in a stupid class. I was a football player, you know, but that doesn't matter. You know, I've got that mindset. But come on now. Worthless course. And the people that would always pretend like to do the art. Everybody pretends that they know what the Dickens are talking about. You look at the art and you say, oh, that's very, oh, you look at the paint strokes and all this and all that. They don't have a clue what's going on. Nobody's going to admit that's the ugliest darn thing they've ever seen in their life. I don't have a clue what it means. You can make up what you want. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Anyway, so philosophy. The perverse spirit operates philosophy to hide religion, to hide God, to hide the truth under humanist concepts, constructs, and just plain old darn confusion. Everybody just goes along with it. They pop a few joints or whatever, and they can talk about it because they don't care if it doesn't make sense. They don't know anyway. Religion. Oh, mercy. The perverse spirit works through religion like you would not believe, like a hot knife through butter. Specifically, the communist infiltration of American churches started in 1887. Yeah, buddy. It sure did. The Rockefellers funded Billy Graham. He's a Freemason. He was told to stay low, teach the truth, till 1990. He was told to come out. He did. Josiah Strong coordinated the General Christian Conference in 1887 to pull together the churches into an evangelical alliance for the United States to fuel the fires of social gospel in 1887. And, you know, the primary purpose was to collectivize, to bring together the churches like they're trying to do now, so that Christian public opinion could make itself felt by the government. In comes a 501c3. Yeah. Federal Council of Churches. Yeah. Changed its name to the National Council of Churches. Still communist and still subversive, even today. Later, this alliance in 1887 in Christian socialism was absorbed by the Federal Council of Churches and the socialist movement to infiltrate and control Christian churches began in earnest. Now you understand about so-called Christianity. I follow Jesus. I don't follow no religion. Each of these groups melded into the Federal Council of Churches. And since that time, for more than 120 years, their primary goal was to unite all the churches under one umbrella, thereby forming a world church right under your nose. And you know Karl Marx, what that boy said? That boy, Karl Marx, said that Illuminism is not really nothing else than, Illuminism is really nothing else but Marxism. And Rauschenbusch was considered to be both a Luminist and a Marxist. You know Walter Rauschenbusch? He's a young man that graduated from Rochester Theological Seminary in 1885. And he was indoctrinated thoroughly in the socialist tenets of Illuminism. And you know how they control them? By giving them Rhodes Scholarships. And you know the Rhodes Scholars take this horrific, awful, nasty, ugly blood oath, just like the Freemasons do, just like the Knights of Malta, just like the Order of the Air, the whole darn lot of them take these blood oaths against you and really against themselves. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. I'm exposing the whole darn lot of them. Do you know on September 11th, 1893? You thought I was going to say 9/11, didn't you? I wasn't. On September 11th, that's a very important year for the occult. September 11th, 1941 was the cornerstone for the Masons of the Pentagon. September 11th, 1966 was a cornerstone, Masonic cornerstone laid for the World Trade Center. Both were designed for sacrifice, September 11th, 2001. It was planned 1966 to 1941. to happen the same year, but they had to do it the same month of dedication. A lot of things are supposed to have happened in the year 2000. We're supposed to be in a new world order. September 11th, the portals are opening. September 11th, there's a veil that gets thin. So does October 30th. So does November the 3rd. So does December 25th. So is April 19th. You get the point? Well, September 11th, 1893, sacrifices occurred. But what also occurred, the first world's first parliament of religions was held in Chicago, Illinois. And according to the records, men of progress from all over the globe, Illuminist, they gathered together what would become known. What was known was the outward steps to unite the world's religions. And one specific question went unanswered. How could the representative of one religion affirm the beliefs of another without denying its own? So, in other words, if a Christian affirmed Judaism, is he not denying Jesus Christ? Yes, he is. That's why Judaism is also full of baloney. If a Muslim affirmed the beliefs of a Jew, was he not turning against the entire culture? Yes, he would be. So then, Rosenbusch, a professor at Rochester Theological Seminary, taught his socialistic religions philosophy to future clergymen. In 1893, he proclaimed, quote, "The only power that can make socialism succeed is religion. It cannot work in an irreligious country." He declared, quote, "Socialism is coming," proclaiming that it would come, quote, "creatively in the social process, without recourse to illegality or violence," unquote. Oh. And so in 1901, a collection of socialists, Fabians existed since George Washington Day. George Washington, although claimed to be a Mason, he was, but what they don't tell you is George Washington got smart, so did John Adams. They backed out of it. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that George Washington said, "Yeah, I don't want no part of this." Why? Because he didn't trust the Fabians from Europe. Because they were a bunch of murderers and liars. And the Jesuits. George Washington detected it and moved away. As a matter of fact, not moved away, but got out of it. He turned down a lot of positions. They don't tell you that. And John Adams did too. Thomas Jefferson? Oh, he went for it. Just like Woodrow Wilson. Thomas Jefferson was a dupe. Thomas Jefferson tried to write his own Bible, just like old Duck Dynasty is going to do next year. You can't write your own Bible. You don't have the authority nor the knowledge to do it. But Thomas Jefferson did. He wrote his own Bible, like Ellen G. White and all these other heretics. Thomas Jefferson wrote his own Bible. He was taken in control supernaturally by Adam Weishaupt in the same way that Woodrow Wilson was taken under control by the perverse spirit of Colonel Mandel House. As a matter of fact, evidence, Woodrow Wilson wrote in his diary that Colonel Mandel House was his alter ego, unquote. Family, that's mesmerization. That is possession. You understand this? Head toward the Federal Reserve. The other financial fraud they put on us. They had to dupe up Woodrow Wilson, and they did, to get World War I, which was planned in 1873, and later World War II with that other liar, FDR. Family, I'm being harsh today, but I'm trying to get your attention, and everything I'm telling you today is substantiated with bona fide, nail, hard facts to wake y'all up. And know that Jesus Christ is your power. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is what is going to defeat this. But tribulations must happen. The perverse spirit started the churches in this period of time I'm talking about now. That's how important That's how powerful this so-called perverse spirit is, because we allow it. The perverse spirit in science. They keep changing it, don't they? They never tell you the whole truth. The perverse spirit in science is the CERN, is trying to open up those portals. How to work the formulas for alchemy. Nikola Tesla. How to create earthquakes. How to make clones. How to kill people with fluorine and aluminum. Under the guise of doing good things, they have to show you that. When you have a project or a new invention that is told to you publicly, family, they're already 20 years ahead. They're told the Masons, they tell the Masons, we're holding back like 6,000 or 7,000 inventions. That's their hook to hold the Masons in. And when we get the population reduced to you special people, we're going to release all this new technology like George Jetson and like holograms and Star Trek, and you'll be able to partake in it. Don't y'all like that? Yeah. Okay. But what they're not telling you is they're going to kill you before you can use it. Well, yeah, I got something else for you. They know they're going to come to a brick wall with their technology. There's only a certain level they're going to go. God's going to stop everything else. There is no way God's going to let them play God. Actually, they tried to do that before Noah. A little bit of water took care of that. Uh-huh. Well, maybe a little bit more than a little bit of water. Where do you think the Grand Canyon came from? You want to believe that the Grand Canyon was cut out by the Colorado River? You want to believe that? Hey, look, I got these certificates here. Oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll sell them to you for $20 a piece. You're going to send me a postcard. If you want to believe that the Colorado River, the Colorado Grand Canyon was carved out by the Colorado River, yeah, good luck on that one. Man, you better go back to your core education again. No, the Great Flood carved out the Colorado of the Grand Canyon. A whole lot of washing will do that, you know. You had to wash away all those Nephilim, all that nasty stuff. The children of the fallen angels saw their children die in the flood. Don't you know that ticked them off? Something awful? Well, it won't be water anymore. It's going to be by fire next time. So the perverse spirit working in science is a load of bunk. It's fun. Science fairs. Woo-hoo! But they need to figure out a way to find that God particle. They need to use you to find it. In art, harmony, beauty in the arts, perverse spirit, oh my gosh. How about Cyrus, Sally, whatever her name is? How about Madonna? How about the dancing, TV? Oh my gosh, I go on forever with arts, TV and acting and movies and everything to keep you busy, your mind tied up. Keep the women back in the old days in the operas, soap operas. Woodstock, the music of the 60s was created by Tavistock. Family, I'm not giving this justice, I'm sorry. If I were to give you justice to this, I'd spend 1 hour on education, 1 hour on philosophy, 1 hour in religion, 1 hour on science, 1 hour on arts, 1 hour into politics, 1 hour or two into finance. I'm just giving you an idea. Each one of these is a show in itself. It's massive. Every one of these. Now, let me tell you something. I'm talking about arts and the perverse spirit. The art controls you. You know that Michelangelo was in league with the Medici? Is it Medici? Anyway. And Michelangelo was an avatar of the fallen angels. Did you know that? Leonardo da Vinci, who painted the Last Supper. I wouldn't give him 2 cents for that nonsense. You know why? Because he don't know what Jesus looks like. How's he know? Leonardo da Vinci wasn't there. And there's no busts or carvings or anything about or sketchings about Jesus. He know. He had long hair, blonde hair, blue eyes, or whatever. How do you know that? How do you know where they were sitting? He didn't. He was an avatar. I have it documented. Understand? Documented in Illuminati book, handbook, textbook, Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, 1977. That Leonardo da Vinci is named as an avatar channeled by the fallen angels. Yes. That's where he got his idea about what Jesus looks like. The perverse spirit working hard in our so-called heroes of art. Michelangelo, what'd he paint? God as a half-dressed, old white-haired man sitting in what looks like a brain or something with angels around him, right? Touching the finger of Adam. Baloney. The God I worship ain't no little old man half-dressed with white hair touching the... Oh, the whole universe is in the hands of God. He takes God and brings it down to a man level. You see, it's humanism. You see what he did? You keep your Sistine Chapel. You keep your Last Supper. Well, here's the tragedy of that. The coming false prophet, Yeshua, Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel. If you look it up right now as I'm talking, you'll see that this one named Sananda, calling himself Yeshua, is also claimed to be Jesus. Looks just like the Jesus you see in black velvet or portraits. That is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've been led astray again in our education. That's Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel. The Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he looks like he's Middle Easterner. And why would he do that? Because he comes from the Middle East, maybe? He also has dark, dark skin. So you white folk, Caucasians? Sorry, Charlie. Christian identity? He's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Forget it. But Sananda Emmanuel is. And in those days, a woman's glory. What's that? Long hair. You don't have a man's glory. I guess today would be a man's glory, be 80 years old, not having Silas or something. But a woman's glory is her long hair. As opposed to man? Short hair. All the way up to the Beatles. Short hair was distinction of a man. Distinction of a woman. And, you know, biology-wise, at least what I learned, is there's a difference between man and woman. There's a little bit more than slight difference, actually. For those that don't know that yet, do you think there's really no difference? I have to say that because now this is what's happening, isn't it? But there is a difference. A woman's glory is a long hair. So don't you recall back in the days of the 50s, and Here Come the Beatles, Hard Day's Night, had long hair. Hey, you man or a woman? Spitting chicken. Hey, you man, you don't need a haircut, boy. Yeah, because it's expected that a man had short hair. Because that was identification of a male. Long hair for a woman. So Jesus Christ was not a hippie back in those days. He would not go against his own word, would he? It says in there about short hair. In the Bible, I can't top my head which scripture it is, but it's there. So religion, science, all of it has a perverse spirit. You're only told partial. You know that NASA space research, NASA, did you know they're all Masons? Did you know all the astronauts are Freemasons? And what Freemasons do? They take a blood oath to lie. Not only to themselves, but to the public. How about that? Now, why would they have to lie about going to space? Would it have to be something with the Iron Mountain Report that in this conclusion section that says to build a space research program aimed at unreachable targets? Say what? Wait, back up a minute. Cletus, back up. I heard you say unreachable targets, and I would say that's exactly what I said, exactly what it says, unreachable targets. Now, what do you think that means, unreachable targets? You know, a science student in the ninth grade, eighth or seventh, whatever, now probably kindergarten, I don't know what they're teaching today, but anyway, he will tell you that a human flesh cannot go past the Van Allen belt. It'd be like throwing your pet mouse in the microwave, and you don't have the materials of which to deflect the radiation. Russians found that out a long time ago when they tried to send their people past the Van Allen belt. What they didn't tell you was it cooked them like a goose. Ooh, that leaves all kinds of possibilities, don't it? Notice that they sacrificed those astronauts. Kind of shut down the space program, didn't it? Uh-huh. I smell a mouse in the microwave somewhere there. The perverse spirit lies about every bit of it. Family, I hate to be negative, but Satan is not positive. The arts, the perverse spirit. You know, I'm not done with this. I may talk about this more because each one of these I could quantify in excruciating detail. And the politics. The politics, family. Do I have to tell you about that? Do you know? Did you know, family? Please, check this out before you call me crazy. But think about this for a minute. Did you know that for sure, your votes, when you go, when everybody says, they call your house, well, you're going to vote for Hillary, you're going to vote for Obama, you're going to vote for whatever, all that level. Your votes do not count one bit. Never have. I got quotes from FDR that confirms that we do not have a democracy and they'll make sure we never have one. Unquote, March 4th, 1939. Now, there's more to the quote. Now, my website, watchmanforjesus.com. If you want to, you can go there, okay? Watchmanforjesus.com. And I have a milestone, I have a chronology. And on March of 4th, 1939, I've put in that chronology the quote from FDR. That's unbelievably horrific, terrible. But that's the real FDR. To bring aliens into America, to eliminate the sovereignty? Oh, absolutely. To set up a dictatorship? Absolutely. It's all there. And verified. Senator Lundeen was in the listening to this quote. We've never had democracy, and we'll see to it they never have one. We've never fought for democracy, ever. Edward Bernays coined the phrase, fight for freedom, to pull us into a war they set up. Boy, that ticks me off. But nevertheless, it's what happened. Point is, your voting does not count. So all those people, when you see November, the whatever it is, 2016, 2012, whatever, you see them on TV, they're going around with those banners and all that stuff. I sit and I look at them now that I know this truth, that the votes don't count, the conventions don't mean a thing. Can you imagine if I was to go in there and tell them that? I'd be tarred and feathered. that'd be pleasant compared to what they'd do to me. To tell them, you're here for nothing, that your votes don't count, that the Illuminati has already picked the president, you all are just a bunch of fools out there playing around, and your votes don't count. And the very ones you're trying to vote for are going to be working together with the other side anyway. Family, Kerry and Bush are actual bloodline cousins. You understand this, right? Cheney, Kerry, Romney, the whole darn lot of them are cousins under Queen Elizabeth II's bloodline. Family, it's a farce. It is a farce. Voting does not count one iota. And then you have the Electoral College, for goodness sakes, anyway. That should be a clue right there. But we're taught in our core belief that the voting counts. Stand up and vote for the one you... Baloney! It doesn't count. They've already picked him out the day before he even started high school, with two alternates to be the president on every president we've ever had, because they're on the same bloodline. These are facts. Ancestry.com, Burke Peerage, confirms they're all bloodline cousins under the Merovingian bloodline, going all the way back to Charles Maine family, all the way back to the pharaohs of doggone Egypt. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand this facade? I'm exposing a whole darn lot of them. I'd like to see nobody vote because it don't count anyway. If it counted, man, I'd be right there. I'd be on the internet. I'd be on the internet show. And I'd start looking at the candidates and I'd say, okay, well, you know, but that's a farce, family. If it was true, I would certainly be in on it. I mean, not in on the farce. No, let me rephrase that. I'd be in on talking about it on my radio broadcast. I would quantify it. I would seek out the, you know, I'd do the research on them and come out back with you and then all that. But family, it's a waste of time. It does not count. It's a farce to placate the colonists. I know you're probably saying, well, this guy's a liberal. And then somebody said, well, he's a conservative. And the rest of you saying, I don't know what he is. I'll tell you what I am. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. No country, no flag, no patriotism, no whatever. I don't know. But I follow Jesus, family, Jesus Christ. It's what it's going to come down to. Oh, I love my country and all that. I joined the Marine Corps to fight. But I found out the truth, darn it. And they lied to us. And the enemy is the Council of Foreign Relations in America. The Royal Institute of International Affairs in Chatham House is the enemy in Europe, London, and Tavistock. Close them down. But you're not going to, are you? Take the secret societies out of government, out of the military. If they're a member of the Royal Scholarship, you're gone, man. You are fired, baby. Matter of fact, we're going to determine whether you're going to prison. But there ain't no we. There's no judicial system. You understand this? Everybody keeps saying, somebody will go in and arrest them. And I just let them go on about it. I'll say, okay, well, can you define for me who the we are that's going to arrest them? Our system should go in. Who exactly is going to go in there and arrest whoever? Because they all work for the same secret societies. So who are you going to get to go in there and arrest? We got to impeach you about the impeachment. You got to be kidding me. Impeach the president of a corporation? No such thing. You're being placated by the perverse spirit in the politics. Look it up. I can do a half-hour program on just the impeachment process. That's a full of baloney and prove it. All these people, meaning well. We ought to go in and impeach Obama. Well, it was impeached Clinton, impeached Nixon. But it never happened, did it? It's always covered over or stopped or defrayed or something. Every time, right? How about that? Yeah, I got a program on that I've done before. Yeah, it's a bunch of lies, man. The perverse spirit pervades throughout the politics. As a matter of fact, when you get a really good congressman there that doesn't know what we're talking about, a lot of them don't. I'm going to change things when I get to Congress. They sit his butt down. Senator, if you want to live long enough, you want to see your family in safety, you're going to follow what we tell you to do. And if he don't listen, he'll get a warning. Maybe a family member will die. Maybe a family member will get close to an accident. Or maybe he'll just get warned, or found to be a homosexual, or found to be, I don't know, getting his hands in the tiller. That's how it really works. That's reality. In other words, what we say down home, they cool his jets. Don't matter how good he is. Woodrow Wilson warned. Even Eisenhower warned about this conspiracy and the reality. The perverse spirit in finance. Oh. You control the money of a country. You control everything. There's quotes, so many quotes about controlling the money, the finances. You control the government. Family, that's how they've controlled this country, this colony, under a 70-year bank cycle that began in 1789. Collateral was Washington, D.C. They create the wars by dialectic, false flag. The wars create a debt. The debt they satisfy with a loan. And the loan controls the country. It don't matter who's the bankers control. But it's not the bankers. The bankers are controlled by the Illuminati. The Illuminati is controlled by the hierarchy, the fallen angels. Okay, that we'll call it the hierarchy. It makes you feel comfortable. And the hierarchy controlling the Illuminati that controls the Vatican, then later became the IMF underneath them, controls the finances of every single country. So what they do is establish a war, a revolution, something to get it to where they need a loan to continue. Guess who comes in? The Europeans come in with a loan. It's not Jews. The Knights Templar control the finances. Irish Knights Templar for the Knights of Malta. Now we're getting somewhere. Oh, there's some others in the OTO and all kinds of stupid mess. Family, they're all going to hell. God's going to put them all in a little bag, tie it up, and it's going to go in the fire. Now, those that take Jesus Christ as Savior are going to be out of it. Those that's not are going to burn. Any questions? It's that simple. Perverse spirit in the finance of each individual. It's controlled like every country. We've been slaves since 1789, 1859, 1929, and the year 1999 was supposed to end in a new world order and a dictatorship worldwide. Didn't happen. You know why it didn't happen, Joint Chief of Staff? Ha! Because God's in control, sucker. That's why God controlled it every time to keep it from going to its fruition. But there's coming a time, it's called the first seal, when it is going to transpire. And then it's going to expire horrifically, like this world has never seen since the dawn of man. You want to see God's wrath? I don't think so. The wrath of God will come down upon this earth. There is no stopping it. It's just which side you're going to be on. I did not give justice to the seven areas about the perverse spirit. I only covered it just enough to give you kind of a taste of what I mean by the perverse spirit that controls this world, controls this government, controls the individual, controls the schools, controls the finance, controls the education, controls the science of what you're taught, what you're not taught, and the lies they teach you even in science classes, and the art designed to manipulate the mind. The modern art. The philosophy, like nailing your foot to the floor and trying to figure out why you're going in circles. It says in the Bible, going back to, I'm going to revisit something I said a little while ago. 1 Corinthians 11, 14 to 15. Judging yourselves, 13. Judging yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Family, this is not just old. This is current. God hasn't changed. This is also New Testament. 1 Corinthians 11, 14. Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. So now you know why the Muslims have their women to clothes and cover their hair. It's to cover their glory. It's to mock God. Now you know why men have long hair. that don't know why they're doing it, but just, you know, the custom of the day is to mock God. Now you know why they cut off half the hair on this new hairstyle and long hair on the other side is the androgynous human being. A lot of them don't even know this. It's a ritual to Satan to mock God. Half man, half woman. That's the Baphomet. Man to become woman, woman to become man is the ultimate goal of the Illuminati. To destroy the races and combine them together and destroy all the individual races, I mean eliminate them. And to bring together all under one race, DNA combined. And that was the project of America that began in the year 1425. You heard me right. And in fact, FDR confirms this March the 4th, 1939. In that quote I told you all to look at, he says, quote, part of the quote, listen to the part about the aliens, quote, to hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Now listen, quote, infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship, unquote. That was actually heard by Senator Lundeen as a member of the three congressional committees behind closed doors, and that quote was never to have gotten out of the Congress, but it did in the 1950s, and it was given to William G. Carr, who put it in Red Fog Over America in his book. And it's published. It's not real popular, but I found it. About floored me when I read that. And I said, that's wild. That's wild. That can't be right. And then I did some research, and I found out two things substantiate it. Besides Senator Lundeen's quote, I found out, you remember about Karl Marx, Communist Manifesto? Communism? Yeah, you remember communism, don't you? Who wrote it? Karl Marx, right? No. Karl Marx plagiarized it. Yeah, Karl Marx just plagiarized him and Engel. He just plagiarized it, man. By design, from the Jesuits. He was ordered to. He was told to. By who? Jesuits and Mancini. But that's not all. He plagiarized it. Dun, 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 dun. From another document that was written by Clinton Roosevelt. And I found out through research that Clinton Roosevelt, you got it, was an ancestral cousin 100 years before to FDR. And Teddy Roosevelt and a whole darn lot of them are all cousins. So 100 years before, 1841, Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized a document portion of the World Revolutionary Plan done up by Adam Weishaupt. You know, the one that controlled Thomas Jefferson? Yeah. That was the protocols learned out of Zion. It's all connected. Oh, I got slam dunk evidence, man. I even got a copy of that darn thing, 1841. And through Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, that liar, and same thing with Manzini, and he's Italian, not Jew, passed it on to Karl Marx. And Karl Marx just plagiarized it and renamed it. And what did Clinton Roosevelt plagiarize, name it? The name of the, yeah. The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, 1841. And I got a copy of it. I do. He took the protocols, copied a portion of it, renamed it, The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. Natural law is, dun 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 dun, dun humanism, communism, socialism, Marxism, rheumatism, whatever ism, that's what it is. Now, so Clinton Roosevelt, cousin, passed it on, and FDR just completed it, or tried to, by infesting America with all the aliens possible. Why? To reduce the sovereignty, to bring in for the experiment to make America the melting pot to combine all the races. That's what America's been for since year 1425. Family, it's all connected. That's not all. I never stopped there. I keep going. I found something else. I found out that part of the Illuminati's plan, Red Fog Over America, page 223, says, and I quote, talking about Brock Chisholm, 1948-1953, was the director of the World Health Organization, Brock Chisholm. 5 years later, you know what he said? FDR said what? Infest America with all the aliens possible? Clinton Roosevelt provided the plans? They encompassed all these areas I've been telling you about. Where did you get it from? Adam Weishaupt. Right? Well, 39, 41, 42, 43, 44, about 6 years later, Brock Chisholm says, and I quote, that he advocated on a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation network, he said, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. So they plan on the agitator of the Illuminati was going to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races all together in one culture. And the way to do that was America. That was planned in the year 1400. And the experiment was already carried out. It began in the 1600s. Actually, it began in 1492, bringing white people first to America. You understand how long-term this is? Wow. And so they say by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. So you got to cause the racial problems to make them fight each other, chaos, and then they'll want peace, and then you promote interracial marriages. Now, I personally don't care. Not my problem. But you're going to have troubles in the flesh when you mix the races. Now, I'm not one of these racists, whatever. I hate that word. I hate racist. I hate that N-word and all this, that, and the other. I'm not into all that stuff. But I'm telling you what they're doing. All right? This is what they plan on doing. And they have done it. They've done it. It's accomplished. Look up October 2013. Write it down. October 2013. National Geographic. Changing face of America. They have accomplished it. And then by World War III, they will have wiped out three-quarters of the population on the earth. It's coming. And their protected race will be underground, they think, and they will emerge. When you see this article, you'll see how what they have done. When you marry outside your race, I mean, it don't matter to me. I don't care. I understand this. But when you do it, each race has its own particular culture, DNA, everything. So you call it, they're going to have trouble in the flesh. It's going to happen. Now, ironically enough, I've got some actual up-to-date information on that. I just realized that I had. This kind of played out here. I didn't plan out this way. But I thought an article I found would be important, and I found it. This gives me cold chill bumps. I'll be darned. Right there it is. October 27th. That was 2 days ago. Wow. An article came out. And the article said, quote, the title, Seven Things I Can Do That My Black Son Can't. And it goes out and it tells you. I can walk through the store without being followed. I can succeed without it being attributed to my race. I learned about my ancestors' history as a school. So it goes through seven things. You see, they're trying to bring us together. I have no problem for coming together. I understand this. But I'm telling you what they've accomplished and why. Because God divided us so we wouldn't plot against him. He changed the languages. But for us to live in harmony, but in each race. I know this is unsteady ground I'm walking on, but I've got this all documented. So they figured, okay, this calls division. That's where your KKK Masons come from. That's where your Black Panther, your KKK, your all these movements that make people fight each other. So we're tired of fighting. We'll come together to have a new world order. Family, this goes back to the year 1400. Carried from one generation of Illuminati to the next. It's that perverse spirit. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the perverse spirit in more detail. I can do that. I was going to talk today about Halloween. Actually, I probably could do it tonight. I could do that tonight on Bible study. Let me think about that. Either tonight, I'll have Bible study 8 to 9 tonight. And tomorrow is the 30th. So either tonight or tomorrow, I'll talk about Halloween. And it'll all be recorded anyway. I just see where the spirit leads me. I need to continue tomorrow to talk about the perverse spirit. And I got to talk about Halloween too. You got to know what you're dealing with and what's really going to happen on Halloween. And this is all of them in the past, all of them in the future. You need to really know what happens. And what really goes on. It's way beyond bobbing apples in the church and popcorn balls and all that and little cute little, you know, Batman collecting candy on it. It's way past that, family. It's way past that. You got to know what's really going on. This is the perverse spirit that pervades today. It will be extinguished by Jesus Christ. That you can count on. So tomorrow, I'll just continue on. Tonight, we'll have Bible study. And tomorrow, we'll continue on with perverse spirit. And I think it's a good idea today to talk about how the perverse spirit actively is involved in these seven areas of control. Oh, by the way, the seven areas of control, the education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, finance, each one, in fact, has a member of the hierarchy that controls each one specifically. They have councils, committees, milestones, objectives for each one of those areas. This is not haphazard. This is quantified by councils, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Council of Foreign Relations, and there you go again, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, Council of 33, the Council of 13. These look at all milestones in all these areas. They project 20 years, 30 years, 100 years in advance. Each generation makes sure those objectives are met. You understand how this is quantified? You have any idea? This is not haphazard. This is with a business plan. There you go. It's a business plan, and it's a business plan, and I'm laying it out for you. That's documented. That you can read. Let you all know, tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. And also, we are played also up at random broadcast and Bible studies by favor. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up at highpointradio.net. He plays these in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And he's starting to extend himself. He says, I'm going to extend myself and bring some more towers in. He's got sponsors there that you can find and use those sponsors and, you know, get in touch with him. Help him build his business up there. I don't have anything to do with it except he, by favor, plays our broadcasts and Bible studies. That's the only connection I have. I get nothing for nothing. I'm just doing God's work and God takes care of me whatever way, and that's all I care about. And get the message to you, and I'm done. Till tomorrow. Then I'm done. Until next day. I'm done. You got the point? Till I can't do it anymore. I ain't quitting. No matter what they throw at me, if it kills me, I'm going to heaven. If I don't, I'm going to keep talking until I have to go. That's the way I see it. And if I go blind, if I go poor, I can ditch the dumpster like anybody. I'm not giving up. Nobody or nothing. I follow Jesus and Jesus alone. That's non-negotiable. It's time to stand up for Jesus, not ourselves, not our country. It's time to stand up for Jesus and to stand up for the King James Bible, because that is his word. He is. His word came through the King James Bible and still the only true word of God you got. There is no more. None. The falling away will take that away, but it won't take it from your heart. It'll be written on your heart. They can't take the Holy Spirit away. Holy Spirit's not found in the cross. Holy Spirit's not found in Mary. Holy Spirit's not in the Mary of the Catholic Church. Holy Spirit's not found in objects, in idols, but only through Jesus. There is no other way. And that's why they have religion and philosophy, to try to confuse us. Let's clear that confusion up. You seek Jesus. You don't need anybody else. Family, I'm going to conclude today. And I'm going to play one more last time, Dolly Parton. I got to find me another ending song, by the way. Y'all come up with one you'd like to hear ending, let me know. It's not going to be Dolly anymore. That's another story. So I'm going to play her one last time, and then I got to find me another ending song. And so, family, y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tomorrow or tonight, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, or tomorrow, 4 to 6. And watch me for Jesus. Signing off. Good night and God bless.
And my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted.